Okay. Anyway, our next presenter has been running his own telephone entertainment line for over 3 years now. He's currently celebrating his 12th year as a film director, and this guy still has an infatuation for Walt Disney. Here to present the award for Best Line Co-host is the winner of every category from all three Mackey Awards presentations, and a guy who will more than likely correctly pronounce my name from the long-winded mouth of Paul Mack. Here he is, Mr. Paul Mack.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, and thank you, Paul.
And the winner for longest comment-related program without notice is the 4th Annual Artie Award.
Ooh. Yeah, just kidding. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Shucks. Well, anyway, I'm proud to be here
now, will you wait a minute? What? Cut it out. Just, there you go, jumping in on my presentations again.
Come on, I was only trying to help.
Yeah, well, why don't you help yourself off the stage while I make my presentation?
Oh! All right,
oh,
all right.
That's real funny.
Let's not get cynical here. Come on. Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, that's a barrel of laughs.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anything you say, your conceitfulness.
Thank you.
Will you get out of here?
Are you finished yet? Come on, I mean, who do you think you are, me? After all, I mean, we can't have the same guy doing all the hosting and presentations. I mean, after a while, that would get a little boring.
Anyway, like I was saying, I'm proud to be here at the 4th Annual Mackey Awards because a line co-host could make or break a line's acceptance by the public. In addition to sleeping on a tape, a co-host has nothing else better to do except for waking up when it's all over.
Line co-hosts also make good spies in bringing useful information and stolen ideas from other lines and using them on their own, like the Orange County Connection, for instance. The nominee finalists for Best Line Co-host are, and believe me, I'd rather be here than in Chatsworth, California right now, Abhula Bratdawaladu has been from the movie line.
Okay. Darkness falls across the land. All the Greeks are eating lamb. Camels crawl in search of food. Even dogs looking good. Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the cruise ship Intercourse. To challenge no bold man where he has ever been.
This is a Michael Jackson rap. Buy a t-shirt and a cap.
And if these things are not enough, order now. We've got more stuff.
Okay. Thank you very much for being introduced, Mr. Mack. I am very, very happy for that. Anyway, we are here to give you new condom in Bone Entertainment. Oh, I'm sorry. Contraceptive.
How do you fight to stay alive? My mouth is like a motor. For none mortal can exist in the presence of my odor.
Wait. That is my ending. You are Michael Jackson's song. This be my skit.
Dave Burbank from the movie line.
Movie line input.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Who's this?
Calcom.
Ha! Rich buddy! I love it!
Who's this?
This is Capital. I love it. This is David of Burbank.
Loved Nino's tape last week. Loved my tape before that. But this tape is a tape for the December 9th through the 13th time. Okay? Did you know that Hammond and Mahardman was born on 1902?
What the hell is
I'm sorry, I've got it.
Here.
I've got some equipment running here that shouldn't be running.
I'm getting pretty fed up with this doggone cotton picking.
It sounds like a Barney Fife.
This is giving me a headache and a hard time.
There's no equipment on.
You mean I spent 20 cents of my hard-earned dimes to call it?
Where is this coming from?
Well, Michael, you know there's a lot of girls on the line that are looking for sex. Like Karen Grateful Dead, the Divine Slut.
Ever meet her? The triple breasted horror Veronica 6?
Well, not since she became the Divine Slut.
Tape's gonna come out great.
This tape will repeat momentarily.
Shit!
What the hell was that?
And one of my favorites, Paul Mack from the 4th Annual Mackey Awards. Now is the time to start making plans for July 4th, 1986, as Paul Mack proudly presents, Paul Mack proudly presenting a Paul Mack production in association with Paul Mack, taking you beyond belief, beyond revenge, beyond class, with the official recording to spoof the 4th Annual Artie Awards. It's the 4th Annual Mackey Awards. Starring Paul Mack with special guest presenters, Paul Mack with awards presented to Paul Mack by Paul Mack for Paul Mack. It's the revenge of Paul Mack winning only the special meat category selected by Paul Mack. So look for this special Paul Mack production coming soon to a Paul Mack telephone line near you. So call again for further details and make plans to spend your 4th with the 4th Annual Mackey Awards. It's a Paul Mack tribute that'll convince Steven Spielberg that there is life after loss. That's Paul Mack's annual conceitment kick in excellence. Remember, Paul Mack is a sore loser and will go to any length to seek his revenge on everyone. Once again, the nominees for Best Line Co-Host are Abhula Bratduwaladu Hasbin from The Movie Line, Dave from Burbank from The Movie Line, and Paul Mack from the 4th Annual Mackey Awards. Thank you very much. The envelope, please. Okay. You want me to open? Okay, I'll open. Yeah. Oh, good. All I want is another Mackey, buddy. And the winner is... Oh, all right. Yeah, this is a bit different. I didn't expect this. Okay. Abhula Bratduwaladu Hasbin from The Movie Line. Come on down and accept your award, buddy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for you, please. Oh, I have it no sir. Oh, okay. A long time ago... In a barn far, far away, a great orgy took place in it, my country. And that's how I came it about for you people, please. My dream perspired. No, I think it transcribed. Perspired is to sweat like pig or camel in desert. Oh! After long voyage to U.S. in canoe, just a jasmine and myself. I am still not to recover from loss of my pet. That was my fault, as Mr. Mack has said, though. I cannot begin to stop making entities of my thanks to people such as Mr. Mack, for you, please. How are you doing today, for you, my friend?
I'm fine, buddy. Hurry up, we're almost out of music.
Oh, also, I would like to give it to you concession speech for it lost in Artie Xerox Award for Best Line Co-Host. And if it, I would have known prescription to Gopher Twins comic newsletter would have helped me in a contest, I would have ordered many prescriptions. Oh, J-J-O. Oh, J-J-O. J-J-O. Oh, that is so beautiful. And thank you for you, all my co-hosts. I would just like to listen to Jezebel here for 1 minute, please.
And for all you ladies who did not vote for me, I just would like it for you to remember, I am 9 inches of solid steel. Let me tell you, there is no end to those pricks.
The 4th Annual Mackey Awards will continue right after this.
Movie Munchies, 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 Movie Munchies.
When you're on the set, it seems like that director's never going to break for lunch. But when he does, where do you go from there? Well, the answer is plain and inexpensive.
Movie Munchies. Why drive around for miles and miles in search of that perfect slop when Max Snacks Limited can cater the munchies right to the set? Why, we range in everything from pâté à la mode to barbecued gopher tails. Plus, every day catch our manager's special. This month, it's beer, pretzels, and a large cherry milk. Mm-mm-mm. Now, doesn't that sound banishing? And it only gets worse from there. Why go for that ordinary takeout when we can take the Movie Munchies to you? Always remember, Movie Munchies. And when in doubt, toss it out.
Movie.
This product void where prohibited by botulism.
Oh, well, thank you very much. By the way, I thought now would be the perfect time to remind you all that I'm the proud owner of an old beat-up 1972 Chevy Nova. And, that's my answer to a bad dream. Anyway, for a change of pace, our next presenter will not be Paul Mack, thank you very much, but instead will be a very special person and soon-to-be princess, that's right, with her charming froggy Prince Andrew of Baker Street. Miss Furs and Things has gone to great expense to, well, shall we say, experience the moment, and she's here with us to present the award for Best Telephone Entertainment Line Ever, that's right. And that's, of course, a sure snatch for me, considering I was in charge of the ballots. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, all the way from London, England, Miss Sarah Furs and Things. Sarah, come on down.
Thank you. Thank you all. It's simply lovely for me to be here. You know, I only have a few more weeks left as a commoner, so while I'm still single and a single commoner, I expect to be as common as possible. And, you know, the press has me somewhat branded as a tart, so... You all know Andrew, because he's the one that has the ears against his head and not sticking out.
Of course.
Like his brothers.
Right.
Yes, it's rather amusing that, since I'm marrying Andrew, you know they're not going to do a gynecological examination on me, because everyone knows that I'm not a virgin.
But you know,
when Diana married Charles,
okay.
Of course it was a different story. I don't know if that's because Diana was blonde and because I'm a fluffy redhead.
Excuse me, Sarah. Can we get on with the basic premise of
Randy
why you're...
Randy was one of my first. Now, this is Andy.
Right.
Goodness, I hope he doesn't hear this. He'll be so upset.
Yeah, okay.
I don't even think he knows about Andy. Of course, Andy was only for a very
brief
time.
Excuse me, Sarah, we're here to do the presentations for me.
Yes.
I want to win an award here. I'm getting antsy.
Just imagine if they'd called Andy Rancid, then they could call him Rancy Antsy. You know, they wanted me to be a presenter for the Arties, but the money wasn't good enough, so of course I said no. And, of course, there's no money involved when you're working for Paul Mack.
Huh? Now, wait a minute, Sarah. Will you just get on with presenting the award here? I want to win my award here.
Yes, Paul.
I've been waiting through the whole of this tape. It's 55 minutes, and I want to get an award. Sarah, just present. I'm anxious. Just get to the nominees.
Well, I'm so happy to be here, and I just like to say that it's simply lovely for me to be here.
Simply lovely. It's like a shrine.
It's lovely, yes.
Thank you very much.
I would just like to say a few words about Paul. He has a lovely spirit.
Can you say a few words about me on your off time? I think it's
a homely face, but, of course, it's the spirit that matters.
Thank you very much. Can you get on with the presentation, Sarah?
That's not the case with Prince Charles.
You're supposed to read the script here.
I don't know how Diana could ever marry such a man. Those ears sort of backfired on her because he knocked up half the girls in London.
So tell me, Sarah.
Has a scorching case of herpes, I hear. I won't let him touch me without a condom.
Sarah, could you possibly get on with the spewing of forthing of the thing?
Yes. First of all, I think that we should ask ourselves.
Ask ourselves.
What is a telephone entertainment line?
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 What is a telephone?
What is it? Would you get on with it? Read the nominees, Sarah. I'm anxious.
Nominees. Or is that no, you have nominees.
The nominees.
Nominees in the category for best telephone entertainment line ever are Paul Mack for the movie line.
Every day, call the movie line, and we predict that you will have a good time.
Hello, you're on 761
3330 for another week of film listed fun.
Hey, you're on 761-3330.
I am?
That's right, for another week of film listed fun.
Let's go.
All right. Hello, I'm Paul Mack, and you're just in time for the movie line at 761-3330.
Boom, diddy,
boom, diddy, boom, diddy,
boom, diddy,
boom,
diddy, boom,
diddy, boom.
Hi there.
This is Paul Mack.
This is Jim Clothesline.
And I think we went through this already.
Oh, that's all.
And you've
got to
look forward for the...
Fine, it's gone.
Yeah.
Next page.
That's going to do it, gang. Thank you very much. This is Paul Mack saying good night and God bless. Bye-bye. Remember, go see a movie and tell us about it next week.
Paul Mack for Paul Mack Presents.
What are those on your desk? You look like you've got some fine lines there, buddy.
Oh, it's a fine line, buddy.
I didn't mean... I meant your telephone
line. So is David Burbank actually gay?
Anyway, what other numbers are out there? Maybe 714 area code? I think there's clothesline and 714 area code. And nothing else in particular if you're bored. And I just want to say...
Well, Paul, the magnetic cloud is a...
The thing of the past.
The thing of the past, and so is your line... But we all enjoy
what?
Your line.
I'm going to send that magnetic cloud to erase every single one of your tapes, all 150 of them.
You're live on the
line. You're on the line. You are an asshole.
This is a Big Mac inside of a double sesame seed bun.
Just a minute here. This, what treat? What perversion is that on this one?
Talk to me, mur, mur.
Let's go back to your home country. Much in demand here on the telephone circuit. And,
it's not my fault.
Good night, and God bless.
Paul Mack for presenting The Wild Side on Paul Mack Presents. I'm sorry, it appears that Paul's puppy shat on that trailer, and we have no trailer to show.
Oh, that's a darn sight. What happened to the Wild Side clips, boys?
By the Wild Side.
I guess we lost those clips.
Shat on it.
Shat on it. Okay, thank you very much, Sarah. And the winner is, I'm anxious here.
And the winner for best telephone entertainment line ever is... Winner chosen by special write-in.
Huh? Yeah, go
Brian
on.
Brian W. Feedback.
Brian W., thank you. What?
For
what?
Feedback.
What?
Brian W. Feedback.
What?
For feedback.
Brian
yes.
W. Feedback.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
Brian W. Feedback.
It
yes.
can't be Brian
yes.
W. Feedback.
Yes. Yes.
Brian W. What?
Who the hell is he?
Feedback.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Wait a minute here.
Whoa, jeez. I'm shocked. I am really shocked to be winning one of these Dacky Mackey Awards. I mean, really. Oh, this thing's lovely. It should look wonderful in my fire over my fireplace. Oh, jeez. Actually, the most amazing thing about this is I was a write-in candidate, and that means only one thing, that you people really have taste. Either that or you got tired of the earwax building up from listening to Paul Mack recordings.
Ryan!
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Go to hell.
Feedback.
All right, that's it. What's going on here now? Just a minute here now. Just a minute. This whole thing's been rigged.
Feedback.
There's been some kind of a mistake. I don't know what kind of a mistake, but there's been some kind of a mistake here. Now, Brian W. Feedback has won a Mackey Award, and Paul Mack presents. And his Mackey Awards, as you know, can only be won by Paul Mack. There's going to be something. There's a mistake going on here. Now, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute, fellas. Where y'all going? Now, just a minute here. Now, this demands a sequel. That's it. I won't be through until... That's... I'm mad now. Brian W. Feed, your history, but you don't come back on this Mackey Awards. I'm mad. All I won was biggest disappointment? Is that it? Is that all I got? All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm getting out of here because I'm mighty tacked off at the max...
And I just want to say, this is the last time I ever do a parody of me. This is final. Absolutely. Forget it. Brian W. Feedback. I try to keep this man away from my plate. Look what he does. He comes over here. Not only does he get to host the 4th Annual Audio Awards, but he gets to host it. He gets to win something on my... I'm just mad. That's William Wilde. Surprise. Where's William? Why didn't he get an award on this show? I'm out of here. Good night, folks. That's it. Biggest disappointment, huh? Is that what you want? Well, that's what you get. Good night. Goodbye. Just get out of here. Thank you.
Very special waste of time. It's amazing that this phone all-star's head fits in this room.
There comes a time when we need a phone award, but the callers vote William Wilde instead.
You smug puddle.
There are people crying who got no such award.
I got it!
Because their line was found dead. We should have known.
I got it!
By taking our lines down, that the callers would soon somehow forget.
You smug puddle.
We were all part of this phone community. But the truth, you know, Mackie is all we need.
We are the Mac. We are the losers. We are the ones who lost the Artie Award. So let's be boozers. There's the price we're paying by bringing our lines back. We'll try to make a better tape. Just vote for me.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Send us your vote, or we'll take our line right down, or the lines could start charging a fee.
That's right.
Well, but Telcom shows us by making boring tapes. To win an RT, you need not be great.
That's right.
We are the Mac.
We are the Mac.
We are the losers.
We are the losers.
We are the ones
who lost the Artie Award. So let's be losers.
Thank you.
Losers.
There's a price we're paying by bringing our lives back. We'll try to make a better. Just vote for me.
When we're down and out, and it seems we've lost it all, we can look again, 'cause Mackies are here for Paul. Let us realize that Artie's only come when callers vote together as one.
We are the ones who made a better tape, but weren't the winners.
You smug puddle.
There's that chance we're taking by turning out more stuff and wondering if we'll get your vote or call our bluff.
We are the Mac.
We are the Mac.
We are the losers.
We are the losers. We are the ones who lost the Artie Award, so let's be boozers. There's a price we're paying by bringing our lines back. We'll try to make a better tape. Just vote for me.
Sing it, fellas.
We'll try to make a better tape. Just vote for me. We'll try to make a better tape. Just vote for me. We'll try to make a better tape. Just vote for me.
there you have it, in a nutshell, or rather a full spool of tape, the 4th Annual Mackie Awards. I'd first of all like to thank the many people involved with this production, including our performers, Bob Observatory, Brian W. Feedback, Dennis DiCrepo, Abhula Brat Duwaladu Has Been, Nino Telefun, and Susan Cinema, who portrayed Sarah Furs and Things. I'd also like to give my special thanks and appreciation to Jerry Danielson and the Busy Signal Studios for producing the We Are the Mac instrumental, which is in stereo, by the way. A lot of good it's going to do you callers. I'd also like to extend my sincerest thanks to Mr. Nino Telefun and the Academy of Recorded Telephone Entertainment for their cooperation and assistance in producing this tape. I'd also like to thank my friends William Wilde and Nino Telefun for not being too offended. I mean, after all, I'm Paul Mack, guys. What did you expect? When I started recording the Mackie Awards in May, I only wanted to produce something that would be of quality and entertainment value to the average caller while hoping to grab a laugh or two at the same time. And regardless of all the publicity gimmicks and rude remarks on other lines, I only wanted to get your attention, and in fact, direct it to my new entertainment line right here at 818-989-7500. And I think you'll also be glad to know that my phone feuds with various line runners, with the exception of Richie Calcom, were all planned and performed. I want to say that I'm glad the nonsense is over, but still, it's just beginning right here on the Paul Mack Entertainment Line. For an update of a possible issuing of new recordings on a regular basis in August, and a schedule of things to come before that time, give us a call on July 19th and 20th for details and information. The 4th Annual Mackie Awards is a Paul Mack production, written, produced, and directed by myself for Paul Mack Entertainment Lines, to be played on July 4th through the 18th of 1986, and may also be heard on the BS line in Huntington Beach and on Observatory Supplemental Output line in the near future. So until we meet again on Part 1 in just a few moments, sit back, relax, listen to the music, and ask yourself what you're doing listening to this recording over the telephone. I mean, after all, wouldn't you rather be sitting on a movie theater right now with your hand in some girl, eating your movie and watching your popcorn? Well, probably not, but at least you thought about it. This is Paul Mack for Paul Mack, thanking you for listening and wondering if the Arties will remember the Mackies in 1987 or vice versa. I'm going now. Good night.